Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Matt Nearing, professor of physics at Adams State and department chair of engineering and computer science. All around great guy. Matt, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
How's your fall semester progressing so far? Here we are, mid-October or so.
Yeah, we are 50% the way through. We're in week 9, so we just passed the halfway mark. It's going by fast as it always does, so I love the fall semester.
Any highlights, anything stand out to you so far that's caught your attention?
Good question.
Just normal?
It seems to have a pretty good vibe on campus there, so I'm enjoying time there like I do every semester.
Normal is good.
Normal is good. I would agree with you.
You have an event coming up we want to talk to you a little bit about, and that's a recruiting event for students. The Mechanical Engineering Day scheduled for October 29th. It's upcoming on October 29th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so for the past several years, we've had our partners from CSU, some faculty have come down to do some outreach activities related to engineering. And in those, we've typically gone out into the schools over the couple of days. And now that we have a good chunk of our program available on campus and so forth, we decided to change things up a little bit this semester and invite students in high school who are interested in learning more about engineering to campus and sort of see what it's all about. So from about 10 o'clock in the morning until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we have a variety of things going on. We're looking to bring about 80 students from around the San Luis Valley, maybe some from the Arkansas Valley and over near Trinidad, but bring them to campus and learn about engineering. So we'll have some engineering activities. Those will be participatory on the parts of students. We'll break them up into some groups and have them rotate through a couple of different activities. We will also have some sessions where we get to talk with them a little bit about engineering and how exciting a career that can be.
So you're anticipating 80 or so students, that's what you're hoping for, that come through on the 29th to learn more about the mechanical engineering program at Adams State, right? Around 80 or so, you're hoping that you get that.
We're looking for about 80. That's kind of about how many we think we can manage. And we're interested in having any students in high school who are interested in that. So ninth graders, 10th graders, 11th graders, students thinking about going off to college and so forth. Some of the challenges are people have an idea that there are engineers out there, but they don't necessarily know what engineers do, particularly students, right, coming through. They hear that, okay, well, maybe it involves a lot of math. And on the one hand, it does involve a lot of math. On the other hand, it involves a lot of other really cool things. And you were there on campus with us earlier this summer or last spring when we had an open house and we had the jet engine out, right?
That was very cool.
Yeah. So there's a lot more to engineering beyond math. And it's important that students start thinking about that as their ninth and 10th graders. And they can start saying, hey, maybe that could be me doing some of these really cool jobs.
And that's really kind of, you know, we were talking before we came on about my own daughter who's now at the University of Oregon, just started her first semester there a couple of years ago. And what we were talking about was how that initial college experience, your freshman year, or if you've transferred in that first time on campus, really is about finding yourself.
Yeah.
She has a degree major. You're talking in this case, they have a degree major, possibly mechanical engineering.
Right.
They're going down that path. They've made that decision. But even when you get there and you start your college career as a student,
right,
there's so many things coming at you, experiences to get involved in, and you start to get immersed in the campus and you start this fuller experience than really what you anticipated, probably. I know that is the case for a lot of kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we have a really great group of students in the mechanical engineering program. I mean, there's a lot of great students at Adams, but I've been really, really pleasantly surprised and happy about how well the students connect with one another in the different cohorts. We have we bring our students in on a cohort model, and we have our third cohort this fall. We will have our fourth cohort coming in. But like you said, students arrive on campus, there's a lot more to the experience, right? And they figure out who they're going to be hanging out with, and they figure out who they're going to be studying with, and those don't always have to be the same groups. So it can be a really great experience just to sort of get a little flavor of college life by coming into a program like we're going to have.
You know, I was thinking of your efforts coming into this episode and your recruiting efforts to get more students signed up, moving forward into a mechanical engineering program at Adams State. And that's a really great program because it has that association with Colorado State University. But right. I was thinking of you.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, there's 14 high schools in the San Luis Valley.
Yeah.
You have neighboring Salida. You have neighboring Pagosa Springs. You have neighboring Taos, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. You have neighboring Canyon City. You have neighbor. And just within that 120, 200-mile radius, the potential
yeah.
for students to hear, learn, take a short drive to Adams State to participate, that to me is where the value comes in
right.
on these types of experiences, because you can attract these students that aren't that far away.
Yeah. And, you know, my goal is always to try and get students interested in whatever they want to be interested in. But sometimes students don't know what that is, right? So by giving students an opportunity to understand engineering a little bit more, sort of think about it and say, hey, I think I could imagine myself working for NASA, or I could imagine myself working in the energy industry or something like that. They don't always equate that to studying mechanical engineering. And mechanical engineering is just so broad. It has so many different applications.
You've made that point before when we've talked to you about how that degree mechanical engineering fits into all these other engineering areas, yeah. these other careers and possibilities on how to take that. And each time you do that, I wish I was 18 and want to go there again, but I'm not.
And like you were saying, when you start out your college career, you know, we may think we know exactly what we want to do, but things can change over time, right? Your journey changes a little bit. One of the nice things about mechanical engineering is it's very flexible. It can take you a lot of different places. So it's not super specialized. You can open up lots of different doors with that degree in engineering. So just getting students to think about that initially. I mean, part of it is if you look at jobs and the careers going forward here, I was reading an article just the other day that was quoting the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they're saying something to the effect of we need to increase the field of engineering by 15% or so just to replace the retiring baby boomers, right? So the number of engineers who are baby boomers and retiring, we have a huge hole to fill there. And so we really need to recruit more and more engineers. There is such a huge impact on the economy.
Because you're about 3 years or so into this degree program at Adams Mechanical Engineering. When you think of the students you've had or are there now and their backgrounds and yeah. their aptitude for what turns them on when it comes to learning.
Right.
What are those characteristics that you can discern for us to say, that's the type of kid, type of high school person, type of young person yeah. who probably could go into this field? Are there certain traits there?
Yeah, it's a good question. It is so varied, I guess. We have so many students with so many different backgrounds. So a lot of it sometimes comes down to students' opportunities in the past, right? So if you've had the opportunity, some students have had the opportunity to go take calculus and so forth. And so, they seem like their path is already set. They can go down engineering. But there are so many other students that can go down that path too. You don't have had to have those opportunities in the past to get there. So you have to be curious about things. You want to be curious about solving problems and really being able to say, hey, can I design a solution to this? How many times have people said, oh, I could design something better than this, right? Whatever this thing happens to be. So engineers are all about designing solutions. And so if you want to be part of the solution and say, hey, I want to design something that is going to benefit the society in general, or I want to design something because I want to start my own business, lots of those folks are engineers. And so we have students who come from backgrounds where they were really interested in cars, right? And so right. mechanical systems, and that's a pretty common one. But we also have students who are looking at it saying, hey, I want to go work in the clean water industry because I'm really worried about the future, or I want to go work in the clean energy industry. So it's really about students just thinking about it and saying, hey, do I want to be part of designing solutions to things where you have to figure out how to make things work, right?
That's a really good, yeah. those are good examples too of areas that you know we need solutions around right. and you need young brain power figuring some of these things around. So October 29th is Mechanical Engineering Day. Right after that, and I don't want to forget about mentioning this because you would know this is also important, and that's Adams State's Discover Day
yeah.
is on Saturday, November 2nd, so just a couple of days later.
Right.
that is also an important recruiting event for Adams State. You, at one point, were in the president's office as well.
Sure.
Why is that an important event?
Well, it's an important event for students to, or potential students from across the state, to come to Adams State and say, hey, what does Adams State look like? How does it feel? So much of a college decision can really come down to what it feels like, but also you want to know, hey, what are some of these academic programs and so forth? So it's really an opportunity for different academic programs to highlight what they have available. The engineering program will be there. We will be talking about engineering and computer science. We will be doing a tour of some of our new facilities and so forth. So yeah, it really is a great, I would say two things. One, it's a great recruiting opportunity for Adams State, but I think it's also a really great opportunity for potential students just to come and see, hey, what is it like on this campus here? And there'll be some other students in similar situations where you're walking around, you're meeting new people from, hey, you know, I'm from the San Luis Valley, but there's someone here from Loveland, and we get to talk with them. So
yeah, you do find those experiences. We had that with, again, my own daughter as she went and explored campuses and toured them and met other students
right.
from other places that were thinking about the same thing, and that's the experience
yeah.
you get both at the Mechanical Engineering Day coming on October 29th and Discover Day Adams State on November 2nd because you're seeing like-minded kids.
Right.
I might go here. I'm thinking, yeah. Why are you thinking about
I'm,
that?
I'm
they,
searching.
You do see
what do
that.
I like
yeah.
about this?
You
yeah,
do
it's
see
great.
Those connections. Hey, we're talking to Matt Nearing. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. 3 years ago, a new source for community news and information was launched, and we called it Alamosa Citizen. Hi, I'm Chris Lopez. Over the past 3 years, we've talked to hundreds of Valley residents, reported from every community in the San Luis Valley, and we've even recorded more than 200 episodes of the Valley Pod. Can you believe it? Now we need your help. Join the digital news movement and become a member of Alamosa Citizen today. Go to alamosacitizen.com and hit Become a Member. Or give anything that you can. It's your support that makes our work possible. We appreciate it. Hey, we're back. We're talking to Matt Nearing. He's the head of the Mechanical Engineering Degree Program at Adams State. He's the Department Chair of Engineering Computer Science. Let me just, because I talked about computer science.
Yeah. Though.
We've been talking about mechanical engineering.
Right.
Tell us about the computer science program at Adams State. We don't talk no. enough about that, but when you think of degree areas, you think of careers, you think of professions, you think of opportunities.
Right.
That's an area that has to be there.
Yeah, it's an area of real potential growth as well. So traditionally, computer science degrees way back came out under a mathematics program, and that's where ours was housed for quite some time. About 3 years ago, we split it off and it became its standalone Bachelor of Science in Computer Science. It's really aligned along the direction of engineering. So if you think of software engineers and the number of engineers that companies like Amazon or Google and so forth hire, that's the type of feeder program, or we have that type of feeder program for those particular careers and so forth. So we've had students that have interned at Amazon, for example, this past summer. So it really is aligned along the direction of a software engineer computer science program. We are small, so there's not a lot of areas of specialties. So it's really more of a broad, again, back to the theme of mechanical engineering, right? A broad background in computer science that allows you to go do lots of different things. So it's really a potential area of growth. If you look at the numbers that form the Bureau of Labor Statistics at the federal level, there is a huge shortage in those positions. I've read a couple reports recently that suggest maybe up to 30% of jobs in software engineering right now are going unfilled because we don't have enough people.
You know, when I think of Adams State and all the areas there, and I've said this, I've been back here almost 10 years now,
yeah.
and I got to rediscover or kind of reacquaint myself with Adams State, my hometown college, and my
right.
own alma mater. And when I think about what's happening on that campus today and the areas of study,
yeah,
the Porter Hall area with computer science, we've talked about mechanical engineering, you've talked about mathematics, mm-hmm. which is another strength
right.
of Adams State. I don't think the general public, people in Alamosa, people across Colorado, et cetera, understand how good
right.
the studies are inside Porter Hall.
Yeah, we've had
Adams State.
We've had students go to lots of different companies, lots of different graduate schools.
Yeah,
it's really,
and you're getting a really education with a few number of students and right. much more attention one on one to professors. And quite honestly, when you do talk to students coming out of that particular building, Porter Hall,
right,
they have amazing things to say about the professors and that mentoring, that one-on-one yeah. exposure, that extra time you get with that professor, like you, professor of physics, a PhD.
Yeah.
That is one of the most impressive areas, and I don't think it gets the attention it deserves.
Yeah.
What's happening in Porter Hall?
Yeah, we really enjoy it. I have a really brief story. We have our first cohort of students in the mechanical engineering program taking the CSU classes this fall. And so we have for the first time, we have our CSU professors. So remember, we have faculty who are CSU faculty from Fort Collins who come to Adams State and will be teaching here on campus. We have one faculty member who has been at CSU for more than two decades teaching up there in the engineering program. And he came down here this fall to teach a few classes for us, just to sort of get us down on the right path. And it's really fun talking to him because he really enjoys the smaller class sizes that he has here, that he really enjoys the students and the interactions that he gets with them. In fact, he's said on numerous occasions, look, if I knew that there was a program like this back when I was going into my undergraduate career, this would have been a really great place for me to be.
Really good setting yeah. because of those numbers.
And that's someone who's A, been through the academic as a student, the academic side of things as a student, and then also as a faculty member at a larger institution. He really sees the value here.
The other fun part about that whole area, that building and the area you work in, is the cool equipment.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about mechanical engineering and some of that state-of-the-art equipment that is in that building
yeah.
or that annex of Porter Hall.
Right.
But then I was thinking of you the other day because of the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
And you have these amazing telescopes.
Yeah.
And these amazing opportunities you invite the public to at times to witness
right.
the skies here.
Yeah.
And I wondered, did Matt Nearing have his telescope out when we saw those brilliant
yeah,
lights?
It's the other a good night. Question. So the other night I was actually away. I was out of town, but I did get to see the Northern Lights. I got some great photographs.
Uh-huh.
But there also is another event happening right now. So there's a comet going that has just done its closest pass to the sun. So, and it's changed from a morning viewing to an evening viewing. And I don't know if you've been out lately, but last night in Monta Vista, looking west from Monta Vista, you could actually see it with the naked eye.
Wow.
So I think if you just get out from underneath the city lights, look to the west, it needs to be within a half an hour or so of sunset. So you're talking 7:30-ish, something like that right now. You'll see a bright star. That's Venus. Look a little bit to the north of there, and you'll see a really long tail of a comet. Really impressive. And definitely want to be getting the telescopes out for that. If we have some great weather coming up in the next week or so, well, actually, we'll have good viewing for about 2 weeks. So any good weather that comes up and our schedules allow, we'll definitely have opportunities for the public to come out and look at the telescopes.
What's the best way? Because, and I always find this hard, because you do these events.
Yeah.
And you have these big, amazing telescopes yeah. that you can look through. I've done that with you.
Yeah.
But it's honestly hard to figure out when.
Yeah.
And you know, I know it's one of those things like, oh, we have a time, let's go do that now. And,
right.
And, right.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I just like to hang out with you, because then I don't need to worry about when, because right. then you can,
and there's
so cool
and
there.
And part of the challenge there is the weather, right? So a few years ago, I was looking to schedule some public shows or public nights at the telescope. And I put out a whole semester schedule. And I think I had eight of them on there or something like that over the course of a semester. And we got to hold one in the end, right? So we had this beautiful schedule that was built.
Yeah.
And we got one viewing in because
right.
of the weather. So
right.
unfortunately, it's always going to be weather dependent. But if folks contact me, I'm happy to put them on my email list so that we can say, oh, guess what? Tonight we're going to have a viewing because there's no clouds and it's a good night to go see X. Right.
Yeah.
So
No, that's
yeah, it's fun.
I just wanted to cover some of that because I don't always think people understand or appreciate all the cool tools. Yeah.
Well, and let me just add one small plug for that. So if you think of the planetarium that we have, the Zacchaeus Planetarium on campus as well, right? So of the public universities in Colorado, there are three that have planetariums. So there's CU Boulder, which has a big one, obviously. There's the Air Force Academy, and there's Adams State.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Another one of those hidden gems within that world of Porter Hall and within that world of science and mathematics and all that stuff
good,
over
good
there.
Good history there.
Yeah. Hey, we really appreciate you coming in. We have a couple more things we want to ask you, and then we're going to let you go. But first, give us the details again, because we were talking about it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Give us the details of Mechanical Engineering Day again on October 29th.
Yeah, so October 29th from 10 to 2, that we'll have hopefully around 80 students that are perhaps interested in engineering or just interested in learning more about engineering. They'll be doing some engineering-related activities. We'll have a little discussion about engineering. We're providing lunch for them. They can have lunch with students and faculty from both Adams State and CSU. So any student who's interested, and parents, you know, you might encourage your students to say, hey, you might want to think about this piece. They should reach out to Sarah Noller at Adams State, and she's the one that is keeping the list of folks who are coming. And like I said, we're looking for about 80 students, so it's not like we can handle 500. So
right. Yeah, good program, really interesting. Sounds like a great day. Discover Day at Adams State is right after that on Saturday, November 2nd. Don't want to forget about mentioning that. A guy you know, Marty Jones.
Yeah, also from Porter Hall.
Right.
Yeah,
another Porter Hall go. He hosts for us the Outdoor Citizen podcast. We enjoy that podcast through Alamosa Citizen. Marty Jones is hosting that. They've been talking about fall trails, fall hikes, and knowing the outdoors person that you are, I wanted to ask you, give us a recommendation for a fall hike here in the San Luis Valley. Yeah. Marty would appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm going to extend my San Luis Valley up to the Crete area. So
yes.
I'm going to give you Miner's Creek. Miner's Creek is a fabulous hike. It has got something for everybody. It's really nice colors. I'm sure the leaves have mostly fallen, but there's probably still a few around. But the first three and a half miles are pretty gentle. And then if you are interested in going longer, you can go 7 or 8 miles one way on that trail. So really beautiful hike.
Very nice. Really appreciate that recommendation. Going to have to try that here at the end of October. Hey, we really appreciate you having being here, Matt. Really good talking to you.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Yep. Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod in our episode with Adams State's Matt Nearing. Don't forget, Engineering Day, Mechanical Engineering Day is October 29th. Discover Day at Adams State's November 2nd. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the Valley.